Blog Talk Radio.
There were some clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.
Well, thank you for listening to episode 110 of The Philosophy Show. My name's Thomas, your host. Today is October 29th, 2015. It's Wednesday night, Thursday morning, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the channel is blogtalkradio.com/philosophy. And today's episode is called Warning Signs. It's a half an hour show. Feel free to call in if you'd like. And the number should be right there where you're listening, or you can call in 646-929-1344. And you can also visit my YouTube channel, Blast of Fresh Air. So what do we have going on tonight? Some warning signs. If we all paid attention to the warning signs, then maybe we would have a penny for all our thoughts as well. So what am I talking about? It's kind of vague, right? Maybe I should have been more specific if I wasn't being so vague. Yeah, sometimes I do a show and then I might change the title afterwards. Not usually, though. 99% of the time I have not. But warning signs. Well, there's a couple. I mean, you know, a lot of times when something hits the fan, there you look back and there have been, in hindsight, you know, like a backseat driver or a Monday morning quarterback or, you know, someone who has the advantage of looking back. Now, sometimes that can be lopsided and skewed and it can sound very unconvincing, like someone's, you know, can't predict everything. I mean, some things, I don't know, are just overlooked. But other times, you can clearly say there's been warning signs, especially when there's a pattern over and over and over again, like history repeating itself. And so let's go through a couple warning signs, because there isn't just one. But one I was thinking about, you know, I was kind of a little bit on the swing set for Donald Trump. You know, sometimes he's, you know, Donald Trump running for president of the United States of America. He, I don't know, he has some warning signs, just like Bill Clinton did. You know, when people heard about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky with the, you know, the dress and all that, and then everything, it's something, yeah, we wish we could just get out of our memory. But, you know, before, when he was originally running, there's, you know, all these warning signs, women coming out saying, you know, he, you know, did this and that. And I don't know, maybe some of those are not complete accusations if they're not gone through courts. I mean, but, I mean, that's just an example of, like, you know, for 9/11, there were warning signs in lots of different ways. Now, do they always get up to the highest channels? Was the, you know, I don't know. And but Trump has some warning signs here. I was thinking about Donald Trump. He says some good things I like. And so let me just real quick go through the good things. I mean, he totally, you know, slaps around the Republicans, per se, metaphorically speaking, in the debates. And so he's doing that to establishment Republicans, and I think that's a good thing. They all deserve it. And just for that itself, it, I think, is worth it. It just completely annihilates them in public opinion. And, you know, that party is probably just going to go down the tubes eventually anyways. You know, maybe there'll be a Libertarian Party that comes up, or You know, and really the Democrat Party should go down the tubes too. It should really be Libertarians against Green Party candidates. That's if we lived in an ideal world. I wouldn't say an ideal world, but a much better one. Yeah, yeah. At least for the time being, you know, they would probably morph into something, but maybe they wouldn't. So he does that. He's, you know, I think that's healthy. But there are some warning signs. I mean, he's had a lot of fans like beat up, like people that might be Latinos, and this has happened in Massachusetts. You know, one of his people kicked out like a news reporter. There was another time where, yeah, someone got in a pushing match more recently. And then just very recently, I think in Miami or in South Florida somewhere, you know, someone pushed someone down to the ground. And, you know, and he hasn't, the only thing he said is these are passionate, you know, followers. And, you know, he has, and, you know, he says if it makes you feel better, I could condemn it. But so, I don't know, maybe he's trying to make a point through that. But he also has had some bad instances of, you know, there's this document where he was using where asset forfeiture or, you know, seizing people's properties because he wants to put in like a golf course and stuff like that. And, you know, that was just like about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe, or something. Some documentary was like number one in some film festival because of it. It was called Trumped. I saw that. And, you know, and then there's another situation, someone in New Jersey where he tried to do that for a casino, you know, and I don't know, is he involved with the mob and stuff? I don't know. I mean, he never really speaks about principles. He's never mentioned the Constitution once. You know, he complained that, oh yeah, he got like $1 million to start when he was a little kid or someone, you know, a young adult going to, you know, that he didn't have much of a head start or anything. And some of his friends, he say that are like vicious, evil. I mean, I think I know what he means, but hopefully he can be vicious for civil liberties. He did oppose the Iraq war, which I think is smart, but I feel like he did it only because it was a cost benefit ratio. It had nothing to do with morals or, he never champions those aspects of it. But Michael Savage had an interview with him recently. And you can go to Michael Savage's YouTube channel and hear it, where he even says we need a dictatorship. He was telling Donald Trump like a couple times, like, if you're a dictator, I'd follow you. We need that to fight all the, you know, socialist things that have been going on in the last decade and stuff like that. So Trump he never really, you know, said anything against that. And then some other guy, that other guy that, you know, what is it? Rich dad, poor dad guy. He was on the Alex Jones show recently and said the same thing because he was talking about Trump, saying, you know, maybe he'll need to be like a dictator or something. And so I don't know. I think now, you know, that just is a warning sign. Those are all warning signs. And, you know, and that warning is, you know, kind of a El Duce. And so I don't know if you want to call in about this or whatever, that's a warning sign. Now, I think Ben Carson, another warning sign, he's going to fight the war on drugs, even intensify it. That whole policy is a failure. We have more people in prison than any other country, percentage wise and in actual numbers, more than any other communist dictatorship. Free any other country, Russia, China, Brazil, we have more people in prison than any other country by leaps and bounds. You know, is it because we're worse than any other civilization? No, it's because of these bad policies, these evil, unjust policies that has, you know, rotted from the inside out. And so let me see. Now, I have a lot of notes written down, and we can think of other things. Like, I mean, Rand Paul should, right now is his opportunity if he wants to take a shot. And, you know, I disagree with a lot of things he says. I think out of all the Republicans, he's the most sane one. Because think about this. If Trump wins and if Hillary Clinton wins, Hillary Clinton's going to win the elections. The American main populace is not going to elect Donald Trump. I don't know. Maybe they would, and there's the dictatorship like possibility there too. Hillary has a much higher chance of winning, and I think that's a disaster. I mean, our country is does need an urgency of like some positive, you know, ground up from the people change. I mean, before we get flushed down the toilet with this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, I mean, worse than NAFTA, and just robbing us of everything, rights, money, time, effort, just energy, life force. And she's going to pass that through. And then she's also, who knows, going to keep the same policies overseas and get us deeper and deeper into debt. I don't know, maybe something positive could come out of that, right? So Trump, he actually has a chance of doing some good, possibly. I mean, if he did change some of those trade deals, but who knows? I mean, maybe he's going to hire a bunch of Washington insiders, too, and they're just going to highway rob the American people, and he's going to tell you, you know, to put up with it. I don't know. I mean, he did propose a tax plan, but I think he needs to, well, I don't know. He just should be himself. And Rand Paul, the other Republican running, and we'll go into some of the Democrats as well here, he needs to get serious. He needs to say, Donald Trump, you've won like the first round of these debates, but now in round two, I'm going to knock you out and attack him on all those warning signs and say, like, I came here to fight for America, for the Constitution. You know, you have to, you know, if you give examples of how the government mistreats people, don't read it like it's some kind of headline. You know, you have to treat it like it's yourself. I mean, you know, and it is. And so, like, and you're running out of time, you know, and so you're way better than all of these other chumps there. And you care about civil liberties. You have the ability to, you know, talk about it principally, which I think you've been getting away from and doing more Republican talking points. I mean, you've got to be the leader of the Republican Party. You have faith that people actually want liberty and you can express it in that sense and put some urgency behind it, or you're not going to win and you might as well, you know, just focus on your Senate campaign. Now, I think you can do it. You know, you've got to be like a little Rocky Balboa who's going to knock out that big Dolph Lundgren, and you got to just keep jabbing. You got to attack Donald Trump and just, you know, let yourself react and, you know, kind of like, you know, you're losing the first round. Well, this is a perfect time to come back, and you've got to just tour all of Iowa and New Hampshire and just stay on your feet and, you know, wear out your shoes, per se, and make some news and don't apologize about defending the Constitution, all of the, you know, rights that we so passionately have, how that affects us economically. And as far as your tax plan, I think you need to clarify, though, if you're actually wanting to add an additional sales tax to the country. I don't think that's a good idea. And I don't think it's a good idea putting, you know, the employment taxes onto businesses completely. I mean, I think it's good getting it rid for people. But anyways, I personally prefer just a sales tax, but nothing else, not a combination of them both. And I don't know, maybe that's one thing I wish you'd clarify. You know, Donald Trump has also talked about possibly getting rid of mosques, you know, in a country that has freedom of religion. And I mean, he just doesn't understand principles. He thinks makes America great again, but he only thinks about it in the soulless corporate way, or it seems that way. I mean, even though it would be good to have all aspects of America be better and some, and the whole world be better, but I mean, Rand Paul has, at this point, Donald Trump has leaked out so much information that you could attack him with. You could create like a, everything I've mentioned so far, you could create like an awesome 5-minute, include it all with his speeches and everything, a 5-minute like ad that would destroy him. So, you know, you get to see a pattern after a while, and you have like 5 minutes worth of material now after, you know, the last couple of months. And so you could also say this about Donald Trump, like, you know, hey, if I was president, I would hire you. If you feel so passionately about trading with other countries or with Mexico for us to get better trade deals, you know what, I'll have you in my administration. And I do think you actually would be a good, you know, negotiator. So, you know, hire you in some situations or make you an ambassador to the UN or something like that. But you got to be the champion. You got to be Rocky Balboa. You know, you're like a little guy, but Rocky is cool. And in Kentucky, when you ran for Senate, you did have that Eye of the Tiger music as part of your campaign. And I think maybe, I don't know, maybe consider bringing that back. But, you know, do a lot of more interviews, too. I mean, a lot more independent outlet interviews, too. I mean, get the word out there. You know, use the social media and stuff like that, the YouTube. And so if you do that, you could possibly have a chance. But I mean, you could come back in a big way. So you're the only legitimate one. I mean, you have, you know, the potential fascist. You have the Ben Carson who's stuck in the, you know, he wants to expand the war on drugs. Like, champion that, you want to get rid of it. Save money, save lives. Most of the people, you know, they're breaking up families. These are nonviolent types of crimes. And then the rest of the other ones are just, you know, you could say Donald Trump is right. Most of these people are bought and paid politicians. I agree with what he says about Jeb Bush. You know, I'm the real alternative. I've been against the wars. I've been against, you know, the invading of our private civil liberties. I'm going to fight for America, the Constitution. You'll eventually, like, you know, it's been since a long, long time since we've had someone with principles. And, you know, Carson or Kennedy or, you know, Eisenhower. I mean, Bernie Sanders, I think it should be Rand Paul against Bernie Sanders. That would be, because if Bernie Sanders wins, he can beat Trump. If Hillary Clinton wins, and if Trump is not the main candidate, so the Republicans, if you want Hillary to win, vote for Trump. If you don't want Hillary, now Democrats, if you want Hillary to win, you know, you better hope the Republicans vote for Trump. But if the Republicans don't vote for Trump, any Republican will beat Hillary Clinton. The country's not going to elect Hillary Clinton, and they're not going to elect Donald Trump even worse. So that's exactly it. Donald Trump will not be president. That enables Hillary Clinton to win. The best thing for Hillary Clinton is for Donald Trump to win. In fact, I wouldn't prize if Hillary Clinton wanted Donald Trump to win, because she knows that's the only person she can beat. I mean, people will elect Rubio over Clinton. They do not want Clinton. People, unless it's Jeb Bush, but hopefully he's pretty much out of it. Rand Paul could beat Hillary Clinton. So Democrats, if you want to win the now, any other Republican couldn't beat, except maybe Rand Paul, couldn't beat Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders would beat most of them. Actually, you know what? Rubio would be a little more difficult, maybe. I don't know. I think in the end, Bernie Sanders is a lot stronger. And because Rubio, he explains these plans, and they just seem like, you know, they're just little band-aids to the problem. They're not, like, at the root of it. Bernie Sanders has had a long track record of wanting to audit the Fed. He was one of the main people that got that through realistically. That's huge. He has been against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Rubio is probably for it. I don't think he's going to vote against it. He's an insider. He's part of the gang. He would support it. So he's status quo. So Bernie Sanders wouldn't do that, and he might undo some of the other trade bills that are so detrimental to this country and probably the other countries involved being, like, you know, drilled by corporations. They're just drilling us for our energy and, you know, it's like tax farm slaves. But so Bernie Sanders, I mean, those are huge things. He would probably decrease the defense budget. He would have an audit of the defense departments. He would, you know, get rid of the war on drugs. You know, the worst thing is possibly Medicare for all. Oh my gosh. If that's the worst thing that he's going to do, then he's going to win. You know, he's going to win. And so he's the top. If the Democrats want a candidate who will win, they will vote for Bernie Sanders. Independents and Republicans hate Hillary Clinton so bad, they will vote for Rubio over her. So if you don't want Rubio or someone like that, you want Bernie Sanders to win. Because Bernie Sanders it's kind of like rock, scissors, you know, Bernie Sanders for rock, scissors. Bernie Sanders pretty much could beat any Republican, maybe not Rand Paul. He would kill Donald Trump in the nationwide. I mean, Republicans, you have to realize, you know, I don't know. I mean, it depends. I mean, the future is yet to be seen, right? So we don't know what way the campaign can go. But Hillary Clinton, you know, she would beat Donald Trump just for the fact that people would be scared of voting for Donald Trump. They wouldn't really want Hillary Clinton. But she would win. And so Republicans, if you don't want Hillary Clinton, which I know that's about scary as all hell for you, don't select Donald Trump. You know, Kasich, Rubio could beat Hillary Clinton. Ted Cruz probably could too. Because people really don't want Hillary Clinton about as much as they don't want Donald Trump. About as much as, you know, they don't want any fake insiders, because that's another thing Bernie Sanders has. He has stood against, you know, where he was like three or five people voting against the entire Congress for our rights and protections, where it really counted against the Patriot Act. You got to give him props for that. I don't care if you're a right winger. That took guts, and he was one of the few people that did that, that stood for the Constitution. And he voted against the bailouts. Damn it, that is another huge bonus that he gets. If you're not giving him credit for that, then, you know, you can piss off, because you're just, you know, stupid. That's definitely our best choice. That's why I would support him number one right now, actually. And even though I don't agree with all his policies, and I don't like all the way he expresses them, but he's clearly, if you have common sense and want to vote in your best interest, he's the best candidate that has a legitimate chance to win. And, you know, I'm going to donate to him. And if Rand Paul gets better, I'll donate to him as well. I mean, they have a track record. No, they're not perfect. We're seeing all their flaws right now in front of television, you know. But they are the two best, most sane people that wouldn't be a total cave-in to the special interests and war. I mean, just stopping the wars would be one of the best things. Stopping that and the drug wars and having someone who's not bought and sold. I mean, let's just start from there before we get into all these vast plans of what can and cannot be done. And also, don't always focus just on the presidential elections, too. I mean, more importantly and more realistically for you to make an impact is your local Congress people. I mean, there's like 400 of them in the House. What if we could get one independent from each state? We have 50 states. What if people point where you could get one independent from each state? What a message that would send to the media and to establishments. You know, it wouldn't conquer everything. There'd be 50 independents in the House, which there's only one right now. What would that do? That would, like, bam, push down the, that would tear down those walls. They would be you know, on the witness stands, and they would be shuddering and sweating, and, you know, you'll see them collapse in the television. They'll just get nervous. They'll, you know, they'll start to crumble. I mean, just with that impact of a boom of just 50 independents candidates that, you know, rejects the whole Republican, Democrat, you know, whatever you want to call it, paradigm. And so that would be the step towards the future, the right direction. Focus on what you can do. Imagine that news. So even who, no matter who gets elected, Trump or Hillary, geez, that sounds horrible. Trump or Hillary, that just sounds horrible. But at least what if we had 50 independent candidates in the House? I mean, can we not do a grassroots effort combined Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street and just get 50 independent people to send a message and also to have better representation? Because I tell you, you can pick anyone out of phone book and they will represent you better than people that have already sold you out. And they're voting for like the TPP, the Patriot Act, to take away the Constitution that they swore to protect. And so I don't know. This has been a passionate episode today, but I don't know. I got like 3 minutes remaining here and didn't get to everything I wanted to talk to. We can do that later. You know, another thought I had was, and I haven't quite worded this out yet, and, you know, I might in the future just write an article and then just read it so it's more thoughtful and not top of the head, but is, you know, anarchy. Okay, think about this. We already have anarchy. We already have everything. Anarchy is a state of mind. The government, it's a final political solution where the only way to get to it is you have to have people vote on it, right? And then that's the only way anarchy will legitimately come about, is to have people vote to get rid of government, which I'm for public options, I say. I say there could be a public option for Social Security and Medicare and for all, and even our financial system, and then allow competing currency for the libertarians, and make it all completely voluntary. But that's just me. I think that's the best solution. And you could, you know, if you had control over the Federal Reserve, if it was actually a public entity, you could create your own greenbacks and have a guaranteed minimum wage or guaranteed minimum income for people, and still allow people to trade in whatever commodity that they want at the same time. Complete competition and freedom of choice between public options and whatever else, because anarchists have to also realize that if you want to be free, you have to allow others to congregate in a voluntary way to allow them to have public options. We got 90 seconds remaining. So anarchy, this has come because of anarchy, because in the beginning there was anarchy, but there wasn't a full understanding if it kind of evolves into that, and we've been pushed into, you know, certain situations. Yeah. Anyways, that's just a thought there. Not, you know, trying to come to any solid conclusion out of that, but we got about 60 seconds remaining, so we'll have something exciting to talk about next week. Feel free to call in with show ideas or whatever's on your mind. This is a call-in show, and you can direct it as well. And so thanks for listening to The Philosophy Show.
Clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.